With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Carpenter ants have been the insect pest to watch out for so far this year, but they aren't always easy to notice, especially when in trees. Carpenter ants are wood-boring insects that excavate tunnels out of the wood to form nests, and the bodies of carpenter ants are much thicker than a field ant's, as well as pitch black. When they are small, the damage they cause can be hard to spot, but as the ants get bigger and more numerous, you may start to notice sawdust around the base of the tree and in holes where the damage is most severe. These tunnels also make the wood susceptible to rot, so early control is vital to ensuring the health of your tree. Before trying to control the ants, clean out as much of the rotten debris as possible. Not only will this help prevent rot from moving into the tree, but you will also get a more complete control when spraying, when there is nothing for the ants to hide behind, in, and under. For control, you will need any contact insecticide labeled for ants, of which there are a myriad, so your best choice will typically be based on availability and price. Contact means that the chemical physically has to touch the ant to kill it. You will likely need multiple applications of the product for complete control. On trees, carpenter ants rarely excavate above eye level, so this is one of the few tree pests you can eradicate from your trees. Just be sure to not apply the product more frequently than what is allowed by the label. Unlike termites, carpenter ants do not eat the wood they excavate from the tree, which makes systemic insecticides effective at killing ant populations. However, they do consume other insects, so if you have multiple pest species attacking your tree, a systemic insecticide might still be effective at reducing a carpenter ant's food source and controlling the ant population secondarily. Like most other tree pests, carpenter ants are attracted to low-hanging fruit, trees that are already damaged or stressed, or both. Proper identification of at-risk trees and diligent scouting will help nip carpenter ant problems in the bud before they can become a serious risk to the tree's life. Cleaning out any debris from wounds or limb junctions gives the ants one less nesting location and entry point deeper into the tree, and keeping the tree well watered and fertilized will keep the tree's ability to fight off invaders in tip-top shape. There are also steps you can take to make the outdoor environment less desirable to carpenter ants. The first is to store firewood away from healthy trees and wood houses and prevent moisture from getting to any lumber. You should also grind down stumps and roots from fallen trees. The last prevention technique is to trim branches that overhang the home. This will not prevent the ants from getting to the tree itself, but makes interior carpenter ant problems less likely in houses that may be susceptible to them. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.